This episode of GameScoop is sponsored by Squarespace. If you're looking for a way to make your business stand out and succeed online, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for you. They take the stress out of creating an awesome website, engaging with your audience, and selling anything from products to content to time, so you're able to focus on, you know, everything else. In other words, you'll have more time for gaming. With the new guided design system, you can choose from curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, optimized for every device. And with Squarespace's integrated, optimized SEO tools, you'll show up more often to more people. Squarespace doesn't just make things easier for you. Checkout for your customers is made seamless with simple but powerful payment tools that allow you to accept credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offer the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. So whether you're just starting out or looking to expand your existing brand, be sure to visit squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/gamescoop to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/gamescoop for 10% off. You know, when it comes to wireless carriers, sometimes what you see isn't always what you get. Except with Visible. With Visible, what you see is exactly what you get. If you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. With Visible, there are no hidden fees, no fine print, no hassle, nothing to hide. It's just $25 a month, all taxes and fees included. And you don't need more than one line of wireless to save. You can save on a line all to yourself with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. And again, just $25 a month. The future of wireless is here, and it is transparent. If you want more transparency in your wireless plan, you want to be on the Visible plan. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. That's Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Welcome back to 8-Bit Radio. I know it's been a while. This is one of the most requested GameScoop features, so I had to bring it back. I'm Damon Hatfield. I will be your 8-Bit DJ. Now, 8-Bit Radio is for lovers of old-school video game music and chiptunes. Since this is sort of a reboot, I may be playing some tracks I've played before. But that's okay, because they're all awesome. Let's start things off with 1943, The Battle of Midway, released in 1987. Developed by Capcom, it's a top-down shooter set during World War II that has you attacking Japanese air and sea forces, which is maybe a little strange since Capcom is obviously a Japanese developer. This is 1943. We'll be right back. Next, we'll take a brief trip to Adventure Island, the platform released in 1988. I'll play the stage one music and then move on to several tracks from Bad Dudes, a game I hope needs no introduction.
Thank you.
Balloon Fight was released in arcades in 1984 and was a launch title for the NES in 86. It's basically Nintendo's version of Joust. Next up, we'll hear a few tracks from Batman, loosely based on the 1989 Tim Burton movie. Then we'll do Base Wars, the robot baseball game released in 1991. That was pretty late in the NES life. But you can hear a huge difference in the complexity of these songs compared to a much earlier game like Balloon Fight. Not knocking Balloon Fight. I love those tracks. We'll be right back. Battletoads, impossible to beat, obviously a ripoff of the Ninja Turtles, but that music is super catchy. We'll be right back. Bayonet Commando, one of the absolute best soundtracks on the NES. Top 5. I'd say this is in the top 5, maybe even in the top 3 soundtracks on that console.
Blades of Steel was actually not a medieval hack-and-slash game. It was Konami's 1988 hockey game. They had very realistic fights with giant characters for the time. Let's close things out with some Blaster Master. Fun fact, the Japanese title is Super Planetary War Records Metafight. It came to North America in 1988, but didn't make it to Europe until 91. Hope you enjoyed the new 8-Bit Radio. I'll plan to make more episodes periodically. If you have questions or comments, you can always reach me at the email address, gamescoop@ign.com, or on Twitter. Follow me at DameZero to keep up with the games I'm playing and the music I'm making. I'm Damon Hatfield, this is 8-Bit Radio. Thanks for listening.
contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.